A Jewish Journal article. Campus Watch, November 2, 2023. Cooper Union Jewish students locked inside library as anti-Israel protesters banged on doors. Videos have been circulating on social media showing Jewish students at the Cooper Union in New York City on October 25 locked inside the school's library while anti-Israel protesters were banging on the building's doors, though the school claims that the library was simply closed for 20 minutes. Banging can clearly be heard in the videos as well as chants of Free Palestine and anti-Israel signs being held up in front of the glass windows. Media reports state there were at least 11 Jewish students in total in the library and the protesters were also chanting, "Globalize the Intifada." NYPD Chief of Patrol John Chell said there were no direct threats to the Jewish students inside the library. The students were not barricaded. The doors were open but closed, he said. Cooper Union said in a statement on October 26, "While we support our students' right to peacefully protest and express themselves, a walkout on Wednesday reached an unacceptable level when protesting students entered a campus building and disrupted the learning environment. We are reaching out to all of our affected communities to listen to and address their concerns. We are reviewing reports and footage from yesterday's events and will initiate any necessary actions consistent with our policies. We have increased our security and are working with NYPD and our external security partner to make sure our students, faculty, and staff feel safe and protected." Everyone was screaming, "Tulane Jewish students assaulted at pro-Palestinian rally." At least three pro-Israel students from Tulane University were assaulted during an off-campus pro-Palestinian protest near the university on October 26. The journal spoke to a Jewish student who witnessed the assault, saying that "everyone was screaming, and that it was really scary." Fox 8 reported that video posted to social media shows two unidentified males in a pickup truck, one holding a Palestinian flag and the other ready to burn an Israeli flag. At this point, they were confronted by pro-Israel counter-protesters. The man holding a Palestinian flag swings the flagpole at one of the counter-protesters and a fight broke out. Tulane University issued a statement later in the day explaining that two students were assaulted at the protest and sustained minor injuries, and two people were arrested. The journal spoke with a student who witnessed the incident. They wished to remain anonymous due to safety concerns. The student called the incident the most extreme anti-Semitism they had ever experienced. "Everyone was screaming," they said. "It was really scary. I went over to the side and was freaking out a little bit." Cornell investigating anti-Semitic threats. Cornell University announced on October 29 that they are investigating online threats made against Jewish students. The threats were issued on a student forum, which included threats to kill Jewish students at 104 West. Where the Center for Jewish Living is located, and threats to shoot all you pig Jews, rape female Jewish students and slit the throats of Jewish students. Cornell President Martha Pollack said that police are investigating the matter. Threats of violence are absolutely intolerable, and we will work to ensure that the person or people who posted them are punished to the full extent of the law, Pollack said. Cornell professor who called Hamas terror attack exhilarating on leave. Cornell University professor Russell Rickford is now on leave after referring to the Hamas terror attack as exhilarating and energizing during a pro-Palestinian rally earlier in the month. The university told the Cornell Review on October 21, Professor Russell Rickford has requested and received approval to take a leave of absence from the university. Rickford has since apologized for his remarks, saying in part, "I am sorry for the pain that my reckless remarks have caused my family, my students, my colleagues and many others in this time of suffering. As a scholar, a teacher, an activist and a father, I strive to uphold the values of human dignity, peace and justice." The university had condemned his comments as being reprehensible and having no regard whatsoever for humanity. Brandeis Student Senate rejects resolution condemning Hamas. The Student Senate at Brandeis University voted down a resolution condemning Hamas on October 22. Jewish Telegraphic Agency, JTA, reported that 6 people voted in favor of the resolution, 10 voted against and 5 abstained. The Brandeis Israel Public Affairs Committee said in an October 25 statement that they are disappointed and frightened by the decision of our student union against adopting the proposed resolution to condemn all acts of terrorism, violence and hatred. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis bans SJP. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, R., ordered state universities to ban Students for Justice in Palestine, SJP, chapters. Ray Rodriguez, the state university system's chancellor, sent a letter to state universities explaining that, It is a felony under Florida law to knowingly provide material support to a designated foreign terrorist organization. Rodriguez also stated in the letter that the National SJP identified itself as part of Hamas attack in a toolkit, per Reuters, and the decision was made in consultation with Governor DeSantis. Palestine Legal called DeSantis' action an egregious move to silence the student movement for Palestinian rights, CBS News Miami reported. This article has been updated to include a statement from Cooper Union.